This is the Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
Welcome to Grace Thoughts, the radio ministry of Greater Grace Church, located here in beautiful Green Acres, Florida. We're a local family-oriented church that places a great emphasis on teaching the Word of God without today's current trends and compromises. Our church meets every Sunday at the Green Acres Community Center, located at 501 Swain Boulevard at the intersection of 10th Avenue North. Worship begins at 10:30 a.m. Stay tuned now as we go to today's message being taught by our pastor and Bible teacher, Dan Foster.
Verse 17, thus God, determining to show more abundantly to the heirs of promise, those are the inheritors of the promise, which is you. You're the inheritor of the promises. And the immutability, which means it doesn't change, unchangeable, of his counsel, the immutability of his counsel, what he says cannot be changed. He confirmed it with an oath. So he said it, then he confirmed it with an oath. He swore, it tells us, he swore by no greater, so he swore by himself. He said, so help me God. And he is God. So he said, so help me God, I'll do it. And he swore by himself, and he made the oath to himself that he would do it. And we know, of course, the oath was between the Father and the Son. But he swore by himself, and also he said it. Those two things are unchangeable. These two immutable things by which it is impossible for God to lie. It is impossible for God to lie. He has one of his attributes is veracity, which means he is always, always, always truthful. Nothing that ever comes out of his mouth is a lie. So he is always truthful. He has no capacity for lying. So it is impossible for him to lie. And that in order, and he wants us to know that, so that we will have, in verse 18, a strong consolation or comfort. We will have a strong place where we can find comfort who have fled. We have run. We fled. We escaped for refuge to lay hold of the hope that is set before us. And so we have promises, and God confirmed those promises by taking an oath to himself that he would never, ever, ever change the promise towards us so that we can have a strong comfort this morning. We can be comfortable, not be anxious, not be fearful, not be scared about our destiny. We can have strong comfort knowing today where exactly where you're going. The end of your life, you know exactly where you're going because the Bible says it, it promises it to you, with the only condition that you put your trust in him, and you have. You have. So that now the ball is in his court to do what he said he would do, which is to give you everlasting life and to be with him for all eternity. The ball is in his court. And it's impossible for him to lie. And he said it, and he promised it, and then he swore an oath that he would keep his promises. So we have all of that piled on to let us know that we can be comfortable, those of us who have run for cover. We have fled for refuge. We have escaped into Christ because we discovered we couldn't make it on our own just in the day-to-day details of life, and we couldn't make it on our own for eternity, the destination of our lives, our souls. In every count, we came up short, so we have run to Jesus. We have fled to him, and we have laid hold of this hope. And the hope, when God talks about hope, he's not talking about maybe it'll happen, maybe it won't. You know, that's like the lottery. Maybe you'll win it, maybe you won't. Mostly you won't. But some people have hope that they're going to win every week. But that is a fleeting hope. You don't want to have that kind of hope with God. Our hope is a sure hope. It is a confident expectation that he will perform what he said he will perform. There's no doubt about it. There's no reason to be anxious about it. We know it will happen because he said it. And we know if he said it, he cannot lie. If We cannot lie. Plus, he swore an oath that he would never break his promise. So we have all of that, and we can be comforted knowing that we are heaven bound. No matter how many years we have left on this earth, we are heaven bound. That hope we have is an anchor, it says in verse 19. That hope is an anchor. It's an anchor that keeps us from drifting of our souls. We have an anchor in our souls that keeps us from drifting. And what do we drift to? We would drift from hope to hope to hope. We hope this would happen. I hope that happens. I hope I get a promotion. I hope I grow shorter. I hope I get taller. I hope I lose weight. I hope I get more money. I hope we could just go from hope to hope, trying to sustain our lives. But we have a sure hope in who we are in Christ and what he is going to do for us and has already done for us and where he's going to take us in our final destination. And we have an anchor for the soul. We're not drifting around looking for another answer. We're not drifting around looking for something better. We're not drifting thinking, well, there might be, you know, this may not be it. There might be another, maybe I'll try a different religion. Maybe I'll try a different doctrine. Maybe I'll try a different philosophy of life. We're not drifting anymore. We're anchored to it because we have believed it. We have laid hold of it. It is a sure hope. It is an expectation that we are guaranteed we'll take it on. The very character and integrity of God backs it up. Therefore, we are comforted and we have an anchor for the soul and we are sure, it says in verse 19, and steadfast that we will enter into his presence behind the veil. And in fact, we already have in our spiritual lives. So hopes come and go, but the expectation and anticipation of waiting on God and what he is going to do in our futures, what he's already done in our past, is our anchor. So the relationship gives us a refuge. This relationship gives us a refuge from the anxiety that we face in life's troubles and in life's pressures. Because we know, as children of God, that all things will work together. That God has a plan. That God is in control. That God will never leave me or forsake me. That God will never allow me to slip out of his hand. That God will take care of me. That God will provide for me, that God will do it all that he said he was going to do. His integrity stands behind it. I can read my Bible and collect those promises and know that God's integrity is behind it. And if God fails on one of those promises, then he's a liar. And we know that's impossible. It's impossible for him to lie. So we have a great relationship with God. He has given us an amazing relationship with himself. Not based upon what we've done, but based upon what he has done. In Romans 5:2, we have a great verse. One that we've read many times. It says, by whom also we have access by faith into this grace wherein we stand. So first of all, we're standing in grace. And that is our position in Christ. We're standing in it. And the same grace we're standing in, we also have access into, so that we can find help during those times of necessity, which is pretty much every day. We can find help when we're in need. So we have grace we're standing in, and then we want to be able to reach down and grab some of that grace for tomorrow and for Tuesday. And then probably Wednesday I'm going to need more grace. And definitely Thursday I'll need grace. And then Friday, oh boy, we're going to need grace on Friday. So every day I need grace, and I have access into that grace by faith. By faith. So the word access here is a great word. You remember it, some of you. It's prosagoge in the Greek. Prosagoge. Nice word. Want to pronounce it? Prosagoge is a classical Greek word, and it means it was used by sailors who, when facing a storm on their ships, facing a storm, would look for safe harbor. And when they found a safe harbor, they needed to get permission from the whoever controlled the harbor, permission to enter the harbor and find safety there, to take advantage of the safe harbor. So they would go and they would ask the city, or the harbor master, or whoever it was back in those days, for permission to bring their ship into safe harbor to avoid the storm. And the harbor master, whoever he might be, would give them prosagoge access. And they would be able to come in and find safe harbor from the storms of life, as you and I do with Jesus Christ. We have safe harbor, a place of refuge. We are given permission, always given access to God, given permission to find safety in Him, to find safety in His promises, to find safety with His people in His church, in the body of Christ. We find safety, and we are given prosagoge, access, and we enter it by faith. We read the promise, and we believe it. We believe the promise that we read. It's in the Bible. God said it. The Holy Spirit had it written down. It's mine. I own it. I believe it. I am finding safety in trusting in that promise. If I don't believe it, then I'm going to shake and tremble and worry about the circumstances. If I can believe it, it'll bring great peace into my life, trusting in what He has said, the promises of God. It'll anchor my soul. And I won't drift to the left into fearfulness, and I won't drift to the right into worriedness, and I won't drift in all different directions into all kinds of anxieties. I will simply enjoy the comfort I get from trusting in what He said, the Word of God. Psalm 46:1, good verses to back this up. It says, God is our refuge and strength. God is our refuge. He's the place we hide. He's the one we go to. He's our refuge, and He's also our strength. He is a very present help in times of trouble. Therefore, because that is true in verse 1, therefore, verse 2, we will not fear. Because verse 1 is true, verse 2 says, we will not fear even if the earth is removed. Even if I'm in the midst of an earthquake and the earth is sliding on its the crust of the earth is moving, and even though the mountains are carried into the midst of the sea, there's a volcano, and most of the mountain is just poured into the ocean. Even the worst calamities you can think of that could happen on planet Earth, even when that takes place, though the waters roar in verse 3, there's a tsunami coming. We'll head for high ground while we're trusting God, but there's a tsunami coming, and the waters are troubled. And though the mountains shake with great swelling, Selah, think about it. Even though the worst calamities happen on the earth, we have a refuge and strength that we go to, a very present help in this time of trouble that I find myself. And I find myself in trouble often. I find myself in trouble very frequently. But I thank God I have a refuge and a strength to go to. God allows those troubles to come because He wants to be draw near to Himself.
Thank you for listening to Grace Thoughts, the radio ministry of Greater Grace Church, located in Green Acres, Florida. Grace Thoughts can be heard daily at 12 p.m. on this same station. For complete messages and information about our ministry, you can visit us on the web at greatergracechurch.net. Again, that's greatergracechurch.net. Donations can be made directly through the website or mail us at Grace Thoughts, P.O. Box 540993, Green Acres, Florida, 33454. That's P.O. Box 540993, Green Acres, Florida, 33454. We hope you've enjoyed today's program and will tune in to us next time as we consider together God's heart toward us in Grace Thoughts.
West of Old England, a WCNO corporate underwriter, has the best in equestrian and western wear from head to toe for both horse and rider.